صلاة على محمد وآل
محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل الفرج.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما هو أهله، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل الفرج
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين ورحمة الله وبركاته. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة. صلاة على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ونظم الأمور. In the beginning, I remind you and myself piety, and then we'll talk a little bit about one of the most important subjects in our life, and that is acceptance of our worships, our ibadah. Alhamdulillah, we worship, we do ibadah, we pray, we fast, we go to Hajj, and we perform many other worships, alhamdulillah. But the main thing, the main point, is that we wish that our worships also should be accepted, and this is very important. I'm praying for the whole year, I'm fasting for the whole month, I'm going to Hajj and all other worships, all other ibadat. So isn't it necessary that my worships also should be accepted? Definitely. It's very important for me that my worships are accepted or not. Now there's a lovely point which is informing us that if we had love of money, if we had love of wealth in our heart, then our worships are not accepted. It's very important. If I love dollars and euros and love of money in my heart, then my worship is not accepted. It's very important. You might ask, what are you saying? I'm praying for the whole year, I'm fasting for 30 days, you know, maybe here it's not very difficult, in some countries it's very hot weather, for 18 hours, I'm fasting for the whole 30 days, I'm going to Hajj and I'm paying $4,000 and maybe a lot of troubles I'm facing there, and you're saying only if I had love of wealth in my heart, only if I had love of money in my heart, then my worships are not accepted, then my worships are rejected. Yes, brothers and sisters, if I had love of wealth, if I had love of money in my heart, then my worships are rejected. Inshallah, I'll prove from Holy Quran. Today, inshallah, because of the limitation of time, I'll just give you three proofs from Holy Quran, which are informing us that if you had love of wealth in your heart, if you had love of money in your heart, then your worships are not accepted. Your worships, your ibadat, all are rejected. Your prayers are rejected. Your fastings are rejected. Your pilgrims, your hajj, your everything is rejected. The second point. Sometimes we think that this is an ordinary worship. This is a very small worship. And we leave it. We say, this is very small worship. This is very ordinary worship. And we leave it. While this ordinary worship, this small worship, is so important in the eyes of God that if we leave that small worship, some of our very big worships are rejected. Now, the third point, some people think that if we just pray, if we just pass it, fast, and if we just go to Hajj, that is enough for us. We don't have to help people. We don't have to pay charity. We don't have to pay infaq. We don't have to do infaq. Well, this is wrong belief. Allah is saying, if you just pray, if you just fast, if you just go to Hajj and don't help the orphans and don't help the needy people, then your fasts are not accepted. Your pilgrim is not accepted. Your prayers are not accepted. And sometimes you think that infaq is an ordinary worship. Charity is an ordinary worship. But if you don't do infaq, if you don't give charity, your prayers, the big worships, your fasting, the big worships, your pilgrims, the big worships, are being rejected. Now let's go to Quran and bring some proofs from Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever mentioned about prayers, about namaz, about salat, He said, أَقِيمُ salat wa atu al-zakat. Means if you pray, give zakat. If you just pray and you don't give zakat, don't give charity, don't help the needy people, don't help, alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you just pray and you say, okay, I don't help the other people, I don't help the needy people, I don't give the charity, then your prayers are not accepted. Even if you look at that very famous verse, which we recite in the Fada'il of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, everybody of you have memorized that verse. The verse from Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th surah, the 55th verse. الَّذِينَ إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. Imam is praying and giving zakat. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةُ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ. Look, it's related. All the worships are related with infaq. All the worships are related with charity, with infaq, with helping other people. الَّذِينَ يَقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ. And many other verses are informing us, if you want that Allah accepts your prayers, give charity, help the needy people, help the poor people. Okay, let's go to another verse, another worship, and that is Sawm, fasting. We are fasting in this month of Ramadan, and we are fasting for 30 days, for 18 hours every day, not eating, not drinking anything. Allah is saying, if you fast for 30 days, and at the end, if you don't give fitrah, if you don't pay fitrah, which is amount of money, very small amount of money, or 3 kg of barley or wheat or dates, very little amount of money, your whole 30 days fasts are rejected. I told you in the beginning, if you have love of money, if you have love of wealth in your heart, then your worships are rejected, not accepted. You fast for 30 days, at the end you don't give fitrah. Your fasts are rejected. Allahu Akbar. Your fasts are not accepted. Again, let's go. The third worship, the very big worship, Hajj. You go to Hajj and face so many problems, maybe many troubles. It's very harsh, it's crowded, and etc. and etc. And at the end, Allah is saying, if you don't slaughter that animal, if you don't slaughter that sheep, which is to be given to the orphan, which is to be given to the needy people, which is for the help of poor people, if you don't slaughter that animal, that sheep, then your Hajj is rejected. Your Hajj is not accepted. Look, how important is charity in our life? How important is infaq in our life? Everybody wants that Allah accepts his worships. Every one of us likes that Allah accepts our worship. But if I pray, I don't give zakat. If I pray, I don't give charity. If I pray and I don't give infaq, then my prayers are not accepted. If I fast and I don't give fitrah, then my fasts are not accepted. If I go to Hajj and I don't slaughter that animal, that sheep, which is to be given to the poor and needy people, then my roza, my pilgrim, my Hajj is not accepted. Allah. And sometimes we think that, you know, infaq, charity is a very small deed. And Allah is saying, you think it's small, but this small worship is so important in my eyes that if you don't do this small charity, this small worship, your big worships, your fasts and your hajjs and your prayers are rejected. Allah Akbar. It's very important to help needy people, to help poor people, to help those people who need your help. If you can help them, you should help them. And we remember, as Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam, the follower of Ahlul Bayt, listen, it's very important for us to help the needy people. We have a narration for Imam Ja'far ibn Sadiq alayhi
salam.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying that all Muslims, Imam was sitting with his companions, with his followers. There were many people from different countries. Imam was talking to them, and then Imam told to them that sometime you, our followers, do insult me. Allahu Akbar. You Shias insult your Imam al-Sadiq. How? One of them, who was from Khorasan, he stood up. He said, oh my master, I wish I die on that day when I even think of insulting you. I love you, my master. How can I insult you? Imam said, you are one of those who has insulted me. He said, oh my master, what are you saying? How can I even think of insulting you? While you're saying, I am one of those people who have insulted you? Oh my master, tell me, what have I done? What mistake I have committed? Imam said, do you remember once when you were going to Hajj and you were in Juhfa and there was a man who was seeking help from you? He said, please let me sit on your horse. Please let me get on your horse till Makkah, till we reach to Makkah. I'm tired. I cannot walk more. Please help me. I sit on your horse with you. Imam said, do you remember you did not even look at him? You ignored him. You did not help him. And when you ignore a mu'min, and when you don't help a mu'min, by your action, actually, you are insulting that mu'min. And when you insult that mu'min, when somebody insults a mu'min, actually, he is insulting his imam, his master, Imam Ja'far ibn Sadiq, alayhi salatu wasalam. How important is charity? If you don't help someone who needs our help, if we don't help a mu'min brother, actually we are, by our action, insulting our imam. Allahu Akbar. Nobody wants to insult his imam. We all are lovers of imam. We all love imam. All the imams. Imam Sadiq and all the imams, all the other bayt. But imam is saying, if you don't help somebody who needs your help, you are insulting him and also you are insulting me. Allahu Akbar. Okay. Now, for example, he said, I don't have money. Yesterday, we were talking about helping Islam. Again today. You might say, I don't have money to help a mu'min. So Islam is saying, no problem. Islam is not difficult. You can give charity in other way. How? When you are talking with a mu'min, talk with a lovely smile. This is a charity. This is infaq. You don't have any money to, you know, help a mu'min brother. But you see a mu'min brother is in tension and stress. Nobody is talking to him. Nobody is looking at him. You go to him and you smile. And this is infaq. This is charity. You look towards him and you smile. You say, dear brother, can I help you? You don't have anything to give him. But just this question is going to help him a lot. Dear brother, if you have any problem, I'm in your service. I'm your brother. I'm in your brother in faith. If you want any help, I will help you. Imam is saying this is also infaq. This is also charity. You talk with your Muslim brothers with lovely smile. And you know, the philosophy of Friday prayers and everyday prayers is this, that we make and build up our social relations. There was a very lovely experiment in one of the hospitals. There were 20 ill people. 10 of them had very good social relations. People used to come and visit them and talk to them and laugh with them and enjoying with them. And the other 10 people had no social relations. Nobody used to come and see them. Nobody used to come and visit them. Nobody used to talk to them. What happened? Those 10 people who had good social relations, they lived for more 10 years. And those who did not have any social relations, they died before them. Allahu Akbar. Now when we come to these Friday prayers, to Salatul Jama'ah, to all these prayers, we talk to each other with a smile. We ask each other, if you have any problem, tell me if I could solve your problem, if I could help you. You know, this is the philosophy of Salatul Jama'ah. This is the philosophy of Friday prayer. When we come, we meet each other, we smile with each other, and we help each other if anybody needs any help. So inshallah, because time is too short, we have to finish within 20 minutes, two khutbahs, and then you brothers also have to go back to your offices because this is Friday and it's not holiday. Saturday, Sunday, we cannot do Friday prayers. So only on Friday, so time is very limited. So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to, we could also help our other mu'mineen brothers in all over the world. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Inna a'tainakal kawthar, fa salli li rabbika wanhar. إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. اللهم صل على محمد وفاطمة وعلي والحسن والحسين وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والحجة بن الحسن العسكري. الله على الناس. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. صلاة على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Dear brothers, because of the shortage of time, inshallah, we'll finish this sermon within 5 minutes, inshallah. The first sermon we talked in it about infaq, about helping people, about helping your mu'mineen brothers. Now, if you pay attention, in this era, in this time, it is very important for every human being to help the other human being. Especially we Shias of Ahlul Bayt, we followers of Ahlul Bayt, we have to help our Shia brothers and all other Muslims and all other human beings. Just have a look in all over the world. There are many people being oppressed in Bahrain. Many Shias have been oppressed in Bahrain. There are many Shias been oppressed in Iraq. There are many Shias are being oppressed in Pakistan, in Quetta, in Parachana, and in all over the world. If you just keep an eye, there are many Shias, our brothers, have been oppressed. The parents have been killed, and the children are orphaned. The orphans need our help. Because the father has passed away, the child has nothing to do. He has no money. Sometimes some families don't have food to eat. And sometimes some families don't have enough money to educate their children. You know, these orphans, think them as your own children. We can help them from here. Sometimes just by giving $50, sometimes by just giving $100 a year, we can help them to learn something and they could educate themselves just by my $100. Isn't it good to help them and educate them? Their father is not anymore in this world. Their head of their family is not in this world. They are Shias, they are our brothers, and the children have no money to educate themselves, to go to schools, to go to the colleges, to go to the universities. So if I have money, if I could help, if I just sponsor one child, I just think him as my own child. I say, okay, I'll give you money till you go to the college, till you go to the university. It's very important. If I could help, I should do. I should help my Shia brother. I should help him to educate him. I should help him to give food to him, to his family. This is very important. And now if you go to Africa, you see so many people, Somali, Ethiopia, are dying because of hunger. Here we are eating food, sometimes we eat so much food that we have stomach ache. We say, oh, I have eaten so much. And there they are dying for one single bread. Allahu Akbar. Today I heard the news, it was very shaking news, that every day when any of us sleeps on his bed, fills his stomach and sleeps on his bed, every day 13 children under 5 are dying in Africa. Allahu Akbar. I can help him. If I just give $5, I think that's enough. And alhamdulillah, there are many Shias here. Alhamdulillah. Maybe, as I've heard, you know, 1,500 Lebanese Shias, maybe 200-300 Pakistani Shias, maybe 200-300 Iranian Shias, 4,000-5,000 maybe Shias in all over Swiss. If we just send $5 for these poor, you know, a woman said, I was going to bring food for my children in the way I lost my 4 children. Her 4 children died in front of her. Just imagine if same thing happens to me. What will happen? What will I feel? How will I feel? So it's very important to help these. Even if somebody is not Muslim, he needs your help. Help him. I'm a human being. Some people say it's not related to me. I didn't do anything to him. It is his fault, you know, it's his country's fault, or these kind of things. Some people say, these selfish people say, what's to me? But remember, never say what's to me if you are a human being. That is animal who says what's to me. But human being, if we see anybody in problem, if we see anybody in trouble, we see and we go and help them. You see the animals? A dog is injured, a lion is injured, the other lion doesn't go and doesn't bring help for him. Looks at him and leaves and goes. He's animal, but I am human being. If I see anybody needs my help, my Shia brother, Muslim brother, even somebody who's human being, he needs my help, I should help him. And this is the philosophy of month of Ramadan. Allah is saying in this month of Ramadan, I am asking you not to eat from morning till night. Why? So that you feel the hunger, the thirst. There are many people who couldn't eat food for 2 or 3 days. How do you feel when you don't eat food for 1 day, just 18 hours? Huh? There are people in Africa starving, dying because of hunger. Because they couldn't eat for 2 days, for 3 days, the children are dying. So think of them and help them, inshallah. And Allah will also help you. Al-jaza'ul ihsani illa al-ihsan. If you help somebody, إذا تساعد حدا, Allah يساعدك. This is very important. إذا أنا أساعد أحدا ما, فالله تبارك وتعالى يساعدني. الجزاءُ الإحسان إلا الإحسان. Don't be selfish. Never only think about yourself. Allah said help. Help people. Help people. We've heard in the first sermon how important is helping. If you don't help mu'mineen, if you don't help the needy people, our worships are not accepted. Actually, if we don't accept, if we don't help the people by our actions, we are insulting our imam. And if we don't, today in this sermon we are listening, if we don't help the needy people by our action, we are saying we are not a human being. Human being is he who helps the other human. Inshallah, we pray God, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, help us that we could help the mu'mineen, the orphans in Iraq, the orphans in Pakistan, the orphans in Afghanistan, the orphans in all over the world. We can help these African poor people who need our help, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Salat Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala